This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Scotland.
Nah, I just said that for effect. Oh, it's 7 past the hour. Why was I thinking about that? Who the heck knows? Jay and I were just talking about Mark Cuban and what a great guy he is. I was watching an episode of Shark Tank last night, thinking because today is Shark Appreciation Day, not because of Shark Tank, but there's something about Cuban that is appealing. He's very smart. He's very sensitive. He's the only one. He and Mr. Wonderful are in every episode of Shark Tank. And then, you know, some of the other people, there are a couple of entrepreneurs. Yeah, there are a couple of women, and I know this sounds like I'm sort of sexist, and I'm not, but there are a couple of really annoying women. But it's sort of the original. Barbara can be kind of annoying. What's the other lady, the blonde lady that's on QVC all the time? I can't remember her name. Laura. I think it's Laura. She's very good, very sympathetic. She's just really open, and it just,
oh, that's nice.
You learn a lot about people. Mr. Wonderful is kind of a jerk, but that's what he likes. That's the way he likes to play.
That sounds
Kevin
so
O'Leary.
Yeah. Mr. Wonderful, but he's kind of a jerk.
He is kind
What's
of a jerk.
Been a really good product that you have seen on the show, Doug, that you're kind of like, I need to have that?
There were two, a husband and wife that were black on the show last night who have come up with a clothing line for children that comes from sort of the history, the heritage of black folks from Africa. They've got a lot of the materials that they were showcasing were from Africa, and every one of the people on the panel thought they were really special, and they were kind of neat. That sort of thing. But then there are there's food sometimes, there's drinks. They've had all manner of things on Shark Tank. It's been around like 11, 12 seasons. And it's great for so many different things. One of them is that you learn how entrepreneurialism and business kind of works. Two, you learn a lot about the personalities of these people who are the folks who are funding. This is their money. This is not ABC's money. These entrepreneurs put their own money into these startups that, you know, come to Shark Tank, and they're always good stories, and sometimes they're just stupid, and some, you know, there was the guy on last week who was trying to sell something that was, he was trying to be international in scope. And so he gets a deal, Mr. Wonderful gives him a deal, and everybody else is out. And so Wonderful says, okay, this is my deal. The guy says, yeah, okay, that's good. And then he goes to talk to Richard about doing something in Europe, like, you know, Richard's last name I can never pronounce, but he has, like, Czech heritage. So this guy's trying to do a deal with him, even though he's already said he's out. And you can look at Mr. Wonderful's face and say, you know, what are you talking to him for? I just made a deal. And the guy keeps trying to talk to him, so O'Leary says, I'm out. And the guy has no deal. And then he says, well, we made a deal. And Kevin O'Leary says, no, we had a deal, but you keep talking to other members, the other sharks, and so we don't have a deal anymore. It's a lot of personal and human stuff that you see. And it really, it's nice.
Wow.
It's warming. Now you got me off onto that. Okay. Time we found out what's going on. Some good news from here, there, and everywhere. Here's the story of a family of 11 people saved by an angel who alerted them of a big fire. Fairfield, Ohio. Let's see, Fairfield, Ohio, from where you are. Fairfield is up in the northeast, isn't it? Do I remember that about Fairfield, Ohio?
Fairfield is in Ohio.
Yeah, I got that. Anyway, so that's not really important to the story. The story is this family, 11 people saved from tragedy, a complete stranger knocks on the door in the middle of the night to let them know that the back of the house was on fire. Your garage is burning, Haley Strong said. They had a doorbell camera, so they got this
we captured the whole thing, the whole thing. And the smoke alarms weren't going off. The smoke detectors weren't going off. The parents were sleeping. All the kids were sleeping. They would not have known that the garage was on fire until it probably infiltrated the house, the home itself.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, how do you even, with that many kids and that many people living in the house, a parent first is going to want to go make sure all their kids are okay, but how do you even go make sure everyone's okay? That's even, this is a good example or a good time to suggest that however many people are in your home, always have some plan of action should there be a fire of everybody get out and meet at this location out on the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but people don't think that stuff through.
Yeah.
Do you even have a fire extinguisher near your stove or near the dryer?
There are multiple fire extinguishers in the house, different locations. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I remember fear. I thought in my mind, why do I remember a fear? Because I worked in Cleveland on the air, and I worked in three cities in Cleveland over my career. And I remembered Fairfield from someplace, and now I'm just looking at Cincinnati.
Well, there's a Fairfield. Yeah, there's a Fairfield Avenue in Cleveland.
Maybe that's what I remember.
Yeah, but Fairfield itself is almost four hours away. It's
in
just
Cincinnati.
Like right by the Indiana border.
Yeah, Indiana and Kentucky. Okay, so anyway, the good news is that they all got out safe and sound. And that's the, you know, you'd like to think that everybody was going to be like that, helping your neighbor or help people you don't even know, but help at any rate. All right. So on the other side of the fire department, this is not such a good news. This is a second fire in a plane this week. United had a plane catch fire. Passengers evacuated out of it at the Denver airport. There was a video and you can see it all over social media showing all the passengers waiting to get off the plane. Flight attendants giving them directions. You know how when you get on the plane, there's a video or the flight attendants stand at the front of each cabin and they put the water, what's it called, on the safety collar that they put on. It's like a floating, what's the thing that they, you know, the chest, what is that called?
The flotation device?
Is that
in water?
Yeah, but it is a call of flow. It's something else. What is it? When you they throw you a life or a left, not a life. It's a life collar. Isn't that awful? I can't think of
the life vest thing.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe.
I thought that was just called the flotation device. You have a life vest. You have a life vest under your seat.
Yeah.
It's under the seat in front of you. And here's how you put it on as an adult. Here's how you put it on for a child. Put yours on first, just like when the air mats come down. But what is happening with planes that it seems like there's something that keeps happening with the landing gear or something under the plane? It seems like there's been a couple fires, a tire busted out on landing. It seems like a lot of this is happening when there used to be a time of, this doesn't happen here.
What the important part of the story is for me, and I don't see it here anywhere, is what kind of a plane was it? I'm going to guess because it was flying from Kansas City to Denver, it was probably a 737 or a smaller Airbus, maybe a 318. And more likely is an Airbus than a Boeing plane, just because Airbuses are cheap. And the Airbus that was the Spirit plane the other day was an Airbus. As you know, I'm not a big fan, even though the planes that I take across country that American uses, my most frequent trip is Boston to L.A., and I'm going to get on one of those planes tomorrow. It's an Airbus 321 that has three classes of service in it, fairly unusual, but it still is an Airbus. It's still not a Boeing plane, but they're cheap, and that's why American buys them. They now have like 320 of them in their fleet. It's huge. They're the biggest user of these planes. At any rate, everybody got out, was okay, but your question is the apt one. Why now do we seem to be having, is it like other things, bad stuff happens in threes?
Yeah.
So you're going to have one more fire in a plane before this series of fires
is this the third?
Over?
It feels like this is the third or fourth. I guess it would be the second fire because the first one was just the tire that busted out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The landing gear failed. There really wasn't a fire attached to that one.
Right. In a moment, another arrest in Colorado. Election security breaches and what's going on and why you need to be able to go to the voting booth, to the polling place, and place your ballot in a box. So we'll talk about that after this.
Doug.
Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right, so it's 18 after the hour. There has been a third arrest in the Colorado election security breach. This is a disgrace. The people who have been involved in this, the folks who are supposed to be guarding and taking care of, instead of that, they're tampering with the voting equipment. Sandra Brown, who worked for the clerk in Mesa County, Tina Peters, third person to be arrested in this. There was an arrest warrant issued for her because she committed criminal impersonalization. She tried to influence one of the people in the office and was caught messing with the equipment. This is the kind of stuff there is. What is there? I suppose it's control and power, right? It, or, you know, get people involved in these sorts of things. I don't know. I find it annoying.
But it also begs the question of how much of this happens that doesn't get caught.
Right.
And then it gives legs to people who are actually saying, well, the recent presidential election was stolen. When we see things that are actually happening,
yeah,
the different issues, we've got to plug up all these holes so that it's the whole where there's smoke, there's fire. So let's make it so that there's not even any smoke and then there can't be any fire.
This woman apparently made a copy of the hard drive of the results of the election and tried to, apparently the charges was after making the copy of the hard drive, they were trying to change the result. They were trying to change the hard drive. I don't know how you do that because I don't know.
Was this an actual employee or a volunteer?
No, this is an employee.
Yeah.
Well, there's three employees. And the one who seems to be the guiltiest is the county clerk, Tina Peters, who has the warrant was issued for her conspiracy to commit criminal impersonalization, influence a public servant, influencing election. So she's charged, and in the same day, the guy that runs MyPillow says, I'll give you $800,000 for your legal defense fund. So what does that tell you? That he's been the strongest, what's-his-face from MyPillow, Mike Lindell. You know, this is ridiculous. The whole situation with elections is ridiculous. 21 after the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The biggest problems involved with man-made glucose in products because of the deleterious effect that they have on normal human physiology. And blocking calcium assimilation into the system is one of the most important. The key for your body to absorb calcium from your diet is the presence of vitamin D.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are about to go into, mostly Jay is about to delve into some of the trending stories on social media, gossips about celebrity. So Khloe Kardashian's having a baby, or not really having a baby. She's having a baby, but she's not really having the baby. All right, so what's the scoop here? Who's got the baby? Where is the baby?
Yes, so she's having a baby via surrogate with her former boyfriend, fiance, Tristan Thompson, and it is going to be a surrogate. Now, this was all in the works from, or Thompson. This is all in the works and happening in November, and then in December, that's when all those allegations and a paternity test proved that he had cheated on Khloe for like the 50,000th time. And produced a son. And so that was kind of the last time they broke up. And they have no relationship outside of co-parenting. Now, because this baby was already in the works, and then, of course, they're following through, so they're going to co-parent 2 children coming up.
Yeah, it just is running through my mind as I'm listening to this. The whole discussion of Roe v. Wade and what happens in terms of a surrogate. I wonder how, there's got to be some case someplace of some woman who became a surrogate for somebody like Khloe Kardashian and then didn't want to have the baby, wanted to renege.
Well, that's so many legal situations because usually with a surrogate, things are implanted. It's not from the biological mom and the biological father. She's just the biological mother just isn't carrying in a lot of times. And so there are people have been paid. There's been contracts. I don't think that this is something that you can decide to be like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I think there's a lot of, like, even without Roe v. Wade, I think there's a lot of legal stance around that.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it's very pleasant, no matter how you shake that one out. Here's the story of George Foreman, who apparently can't keep his pants on either. He says that he has, but a couple of women says he hasn't. And so this is the guy that sells the grills. Remember, he was a big boxer.
Yeah.
And he's boxer. The one who came forward, not the women, but he's the one who came forward with this, right?
Yeah, when he said that, apparently these two women who he had friendships or working relationships with their fathers decades ago, and they're claiming sexual abuse from him, he is saying that they've been claiming this and trying to extort him for money for the past 6 months or so, and he's standing by that he has done nothing to these women, so they're about to file it in court, and so he's getting ahead of it and saying, no, they've been coming at me for this for a long time, trying to get money out of me, and I'm not giving them any money because I didn't do anything.
They want $12.5 million from him?
Mm-hmm.
So they're together in this? These are people, these two women know each other and claim that he had relations with both of them in the 1970s. Where have you been from the night? That's 45 years ago. How does that even, should it have any stake? If Gloria Allred's not involved in this, there's probably nothing to it.
If there is sexual abuse in any case, I don't believe that there's a statute of limitations anymore.
No. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he supposedly is worth about $300 million. So, let's say a couple of million here and there to former colleagues.
But if he didn't do anything,
he didn't do anything, you'd tell him to go take a long walk on a short pier. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation hitting 9.1% under President Biden's watch is costing Americans every day. U.S. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox News Thursday morning, says the American people are being waterboarded by this president.
That he has mismanaged Congress, he's mismanaged COVID, he's mismanaged the border, he's mismanaged immigration, he's mismanaged crime, he's mismanaged America's energy independence, he's mismanaged Afghanistan, he's mismanaged the economy, and he's mismanaged inflation. Inflation is waterboarding the American people. People are scared.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As many Republicans wonder who is running the White House, President Biden this week said the same thing.
Every time I hear Hail the Chief Thunder, where the is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Our country needs more than a teleprompter president, so says Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California.
It's very concerning. You worry about is the teleprompter the president, just how he repeats whatever he reads. But it's very serious. Think of this. What he has caused by this inflation, by the rise in gasoline prices, by a border that's not secure, where fentanyl is now the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45, it's cutting into your paycheck. If you've had a constant salary for the last year, you have now worked for 1 month for free. This is kind of the Pelosi pay cut. Families are bringing home less, the prices continue to rise, and their money goes not as far as they had in the past. They are now having to pay like a new car loan without having a car, all because of the Democratic spending.
Representative McCarthy on Newsmax overnight. United States companies plan to invest $40 billion in Mexico between now and 2024, Mexican President López Obrador told a meeting of U.S.-Mexican executives on Wednesday. López Obrador was in Washington this week after a meeting with the Mexican president and his U.S. counterpart, Biden. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
I thought an appropriate item of interest and import would be the conversation about space agriculture, which is boldly going where no one has grown before. And you can groan about that as we listen to...
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see how we can help you out here. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, being who we are, and hopefully you're being who you are. We got some comments from social media we'll get to after the good news from Bill Gates, who is up and sort of up and down in the good guy, bad guy department. He's going to funnel $20 billion. I remember this guy's worth about, what, $150 billion, something like that?
Yeah, $115 billion.
$115 billion, okay. So you're going to give $20 billion of it to a foundation, and that will drop him off the list of the wealthiest people in the world. Okay, so how can you spend, never mind $20 billion, how would you spend $1 billion if you had it? Never mind $115 billion or $20 billion. It gets to be, you know, the lady who was married to Bezos, who got half what she, well, I didn't get half, but she got $38 billion, became the wealthiest woman in the world.
And she's been out talking about how there's a small cluster of billionaires who are giving a lot of big portions of their money away because they're still going to have more than $1 billion, even
right.
though they give all these billions away. But they're kind of saying that they're trying to spread the wealth a little bit, especially to places that could really use it and make things a little bit more, not like even, but helping places out. But they're also acknowledging that maybe the like very few people shouldn't have all of the planetary wealth.
Well, you know, one of the things, this is a personal decision. I never criticize anybody for what they
want to
do.
Yeah, people should be able to do what they want with their own money.
Do what you want.
Should tell
right.
them what to do.
Nope. Anyway, so he's done good things. His ex-wife has done good things. They've given billions away. I don't like it that he's buying as much farmland as he is, but that's a different subject for a different time. The fact that they're together on this, even though they're not together anymore, when you look at how this money can be spent. Another one, who's Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are good friends, and they share a lot of the same interests, and they also are philanthropical for the same foundations. They help a lot of the same groups out. And as a matter of fact, Buffett has made a big thing out of it for his children are you know, in their 60s. Now he's in his, I think he's almost 90. And he runs the business every day. He's there, he and his partner. They show up every day. He's 90, and his partner's 88, I think. And they both go through all the newspapers. That's what they do. They do their research by reading. They get newspapers from, you know, all the points in the world where there are, wherever the stock markets are, how that's being reported, they are looking and following the trends. And then they find these companies they can buy. So I think if you buy one share in Berkshire Hathaway these days, it'll cost you like $25,000. One share. And it used to be you could buy Berkshire Hathaway for $20. So imagine if you were in on this kind of like Amazon and Apple.
Yeah,
at the beginning.
On the ground floor when everyone
right.
thinks like
yeah.
that's a concept. Like think of Uber. People were like, seriously, a stranger is going to come to my house in their own vehicle
pick
and they're just gonna be like, here, I'll give you a ride to wherever you need to go.
Right. That's the software
People
play.
Thought that was absurd.
I know, and now it's worth the company's $5 billion, something silly like that. And not really even that good at what they do, but there still is plenty of interest in the stock. So, all right, so that's the good news, giving away a lot of money, helping a lot of people out, good for him. Bad news now, going to do good and bad. There's a guy from Columbus, Ohio. This stuff takes my breath away. Charged with raping a 10-year-old girl. And so now they're trying to get an abortion. This is how this crazy stuff is
no,
playing
this
out.
Is, yeah, yeah. This is that story from about the 10-year-old girl who found out at 6 weeks and 3 days, 3 days after the cutoff for an abortion, that she was pregnant from the rape that happened.
A 10-year-old girl.
This is the one that had to go to Indiana for the abortion. She had it a couple weeks ago. And a lot of people are saying we're talking about her, which as we should be, but yeah. what about the rapist? And that's because they didn't know and they couldn't confirm who did it, and they finally have. They have him under arrest. He has been charged. He's 27. And he admitted to raping her not once, but a couple times.
Guy should be in prison for the rest of his life. Useless piece of... And he should have a castration. Get rid of him and... what he stands for. You know, I'm reminded of the story of Aretha Franklin. You know, she had the same thing happen to her. I think she was 12 when she had her first child.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
She's very young. And think about
and
that,
she got
too.
Pregnant again a couple of years later, so she had two children by the time she was 15.
Can you imagine? You can't even take yourself to a doctor without a parent or parental or whoever signing off on it. You can't, all of these things you can't do under a certain age without parental supervision. How would you care for a child if your parents kicked you out?
Well, the other side of it is in the case of Aretha's father, he enabled the situation with a guy who took her when she was like 10 or 12, whatever she was. That was something that he did and knowingly did. If her father was a useless piece of garbage, horrible human being. And we were talking earlier about parents. You know, we were into Britney Spears, and I was thinking, okay, there's one more guy I hadn't thought about, and that was Aretha's father. I was talking about the guy who ran... excuse me, I'm really into the horrors of what's in the air. Every once in a while I get stuck in my throat, excuse me. The business about Aretha's father, the Beach Boys' father, the Jackson 5's father, all these people, Britney's father, who see something in their children, and instead of encouraging them on their own to be who they are, they take over. And they do it for them. They don't do it for the children. And you know, I just wonder what kind of people are these? Where do these people come from? Jackson 5. What's his face? Jackson, the old man, was a miserable SOB. And the guy that was the parent, the father of the Beach Boys, is a Beach Boys. It's a Brian Wilson.
Murray Wilson.
Yeah, and him and what he did, and it's just. I can't find words for it, obviously.
At a young age, you would think your parents should be looking out for your child, especially if you're going to be a working child.
Yeah.
And your parent is going to be, in this term of the Beach Boys, the record manager, your business manager, helping you with everything. As a child, why wouldn't you trust your parent?
Yeah, well, that's your instinct. I have three new calves on the farm. And they're all being fed by one mother. In case that we had some goats that the mother won't take care of them, so we put the calves in with this one cow that we know will take care of them. And it's interesting because she takes care of her own calf first, but then she lets the others nurse on her to try to sort of help out in their own way. Instinctively, they're helping their own child first, but then helping the other two that need to be nourished. And so what, you know, there's a play on that as it applies to humanity and people who get away with parents that don't take care of the children, I think should suffer the worst, frankly. There's no excuse for it. None whatsoever. None, none, none. In a moment, let me help you out. We got some comments from social media that I want to get to, plus how to cut your cell phone bill. That's up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margarines are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
That sounds like bug deadly. That's like Bo Diddley, isn't it? See how my mind works.
That kind of reminds me of that.
45 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So there are a number of questions that we have, comments from you on social media. I got a couple relating to the discussion of that we had in the last half hour. You can catch the conversation if you didn't hear it by going to goodayshow.com. The show repeats all day, every day there, and you can also get our daily download as well. Discussion about the situation in Denver or in Colorado, where there have been a number of people who corrupted the voting system last time around, and people in their thoughts about that. Let me get to that. But first, let's talk about the question that we posed on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. Is the country headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? So what do we have, Jay?
Pretty much everybody said the wrong direction, but then the explanations of what that wrong direction means to each person, it did vary. Let's see. Josh Austin says, wrong direction, headed toward Marxism. We need to turn back to freedom. Rick Schimmel says, wrong direction. Life shouldn't be the Truman Show, a production out of our overall control, like a TV show. John Winowski says, there's a burgeoning movement towards authoritarianism, so yeah, definitely the wrong direction.
I agree with him. We're way too much central control. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesse Beach says, it's been headed in the wrong direction since the Titanic was sunk. The Federal Reserve has been evil since its inception. And
you know, every time I hear that, I people don't understand what this is talking points from right-wingers. The Federal Reserve is evil. Okay, yeah, really, how is that? What is there about the Federal Reserve? People don't like this sort of thing. It's like the Bilderbergers, the trilateralists, you know, the people who for years have supposedly been behind, they've been the real power in the government. And I'm not saying that that isn't a factor, because I do think that there is some behind the scenes kind of something eating away at the system, and the Federal Reserve may be a part of that. But it's just, what happens when people say that, in my mind, is this is just somebody copying or repeating something they heard somewhere else on a talk show or whatever it is. Because most people don't even understand what the Federal Reserve is and what it works on and how it works, frankly. So, and I don't, you know, why it was set up. It appears to have benefited a lot of people, the average person not benefiting from it. But I don't know. I hear that stuff and I tune it out. And this is sort of the same thing when it came to the election discussion that we had about the people being arrested in Colorado for corrupting the election process there, and it immediately erupts into a discussion of the Electoral College, which most people really don't understand at all, why it was there and why it's still there. It has nothing to do with the election of senators or members of the House. That's not how they get elected. They get elected the way the president should get elected. In my mind, they get elected by popular vote. Why isn't the president? That's a question no one can really answer.
Yeah.
You know, why isn't the president elected like the Senate, like your governor, like the people that are elected to your city council or town meeting? Why is the president different? It makes no sense whatsoever. But yet, on the right, they'll say, oh, yeah, we got to have Electoral College because that's the only way that they can win. And that's a shame, because they ought to be able to win on the merits, but they haven't. So, anyway, I'm off and running. It's 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Three past the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day. Good day, Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, is here to answer some of your questions, questions that are derived from people, their experiences. You can check with Ken. If you got a question that you don't want to share openly, but you'd like to get Ken's expertise involved, you can reach out to him at 352-735-1400 down in Florida for an appointment in person on the telemedicine line, whatever, 352-735-1400. So, the question here is about plant-based diets and what they're good for. I see something here that indicates it may be good for women. Is this preventative for breast cancer or a way to help yourself nutritionally if you have breast cancer?
Well, this is a way to lower the risk, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we now have all this technology of identifying genetically which of the women are at significantly increased risk of some of the more treacherous breast cancers. And this is a nice way, if that is unfortunately the way you are blessed with these gene gifts, from the American Society for Nutrition, we learned that a plant-based diet can help keep breast cancer away, and this is something you can actively do and try to lower your risk. So this is some hopeful news for those who are dealing with trying to prevent breast cancer, and it probably is not a bad idea, even if you are dealing with it, to try to move to this plant-based diet just to deal with recurrences and to keep it under control.
So under the circumstances, you talk about plant-based diets not necessarily favorably most of the time. You like the Mediterranean diet.
Well, wait a second. It's not that I'm unfavorable. What I say is that I think both diets are equally effective for heart disease, either the Mediterranean or the plant-based diet. But you have to choose for yourself which you are more comfortable and able to proceed with. And for me, personally, just me, I do better with the Mediterranean diet, so that I pursue a Mediterranean diet. It doesn't mean for the person who does better with a plant-based diet that I'm superior to them. I'm not, because these two diets are equivalently effective at preventing and dealing with heart disease, and we were just previously talking about breast cancer prevention, and there the Mediterranean diet doesn't even compare.
All right, another cancer question. This is focused on prostate cancer. There is a breakthrough, apparently, that could stop the tumor from spreading, some kind of anti-hormonal treatment. You want to talk a little about how the prostate works? And remember, I think I said to you on one of these programs that at my age, the doctor who checks my prostate every year said he's not going to have to do it anymore because basically I'm too old. The tumor wouldn't affect me at this age moving forward. But it does affect a lot of men. I have a very good friend who died a year ago, January. He'd suffered for 19 years with these cancer cells all over. It didn't spread really to the rest of his body. It just made his life miserable because the prostate was messed up. There seem to be some hopeful signs, this anti-hormonal treatment. Once again, something I can't pronounce, but anyway, the research is being done on it. So what do people need to know, men and women, about prostate care?
Well, the prostate is responsible, Doug, for producing prostatic fluids. They're full of these enzymes or proteins and minerals, and they're vital for proper functioning of sperm. And during climax, smooth muscle fibers of the prostate, they contract, forcing the prostatic fluid through the ejaculatory ducts and into the urethra. That's where the urine comes out. You can think of the prostate also like a switch. It changes your urethra, your pipes in your penis, to either between urine or sperm. And that's an important role of the prostate also.
Yeah. Well, it's something to keep in mind. I think we tend to think that breast cancer for women is terminal, and it's not. And people think prostate cancer is a death sentence, and it's not. Good to have the facts and the insight and the inside info from you. Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Health program with lots of helpful answers to your questions, and he's available every week. You can find him at gooddayhealthshow.com. 59 past the hour.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, WHEY, protein.net.